Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Welcome to another episode of Best Friends.
Best Friends with Nicole Byer and Sashir Zamir. Yes.
Two people.
Who are friends.
Best friends, actually.
The best of friends.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. I worked out this morning and that was nice.
What did you do?
I did a little circuit where I jumped rope.
Okay.
And then I did some push-ups. And then I did, I don't know what it's called, but it's where you're like on all fours. Okay. And then you get your back leg and you like bring it to one side and then the other side.
I think they're called hip abductors.
Yeah, maybe that.
I don't know.
And then I found a thing on Instagram. I have such a big workout folder on my Instagram that I do not look at. I'm like, ooh, I should save that for later. I'm going to do that workout. And I like never look at it again. But there was one that I saw recently where you put bands on your knees and you have your feet on the wall and your back on the floor. And then you, and then your arms are also in the bands, stretching them out. Oh. It's going to be really probably hard to visualize. But then you open and close your knees to work out the inner thigh.
Oh,
and then you're holding with your arms.
Getting them hips strong.
That's what I need to do because my hips pop. Oh. And so I need to actually strengthen the muscles so that they don't do that. And you work on those hip joints.
Yeah. I'm trying to get stronger hip flexibility or mobility or something. So yeah, I've been working on that too.
Nice.
Maybe I'll try doing those.
Yeah, I'll send you the post that I found.
Veronica has me doing, it's you sit on the floor with your legs spread, and then you put either hand on either side of your leg and then lift your leg. Ooh, it is so hard.
That's very hard.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy.
It's hard to be strong.
It really is. I would like to just be strong already. Right? I don't want to have to work to get there.
But you are pretty strong.
Hey, thanks.
Yay, you're welcome. I'm here to tell the truth.
I want to do a handstand. That's a goal.
Okay.
But I am not there yet.
I think you could do it.
Okay. I know I can definitely get up on my hands, but I want to stay there and sustain it and feel like I'm steady.
I also would like to be able to do that. I could do it in a pool.
Yeah, okay.
The water, I think, is helpful. It keeps you up and afloat. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. We'll get there.
I found this lady on Instagram, and it was like a before and after, and a lot of before and afters are like, look at all this. Oh, wait, I lost. But she was like, this is 150, and this is 150 now. And she was just like toned.
Wow, we really look at the same internet. I also saw that post and saved it.
It's so funny when you realize you have the same internet as some people, because sometimes I'll see a meme and be like, well, I guess I should send that and forget. And then you'll send it to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, it was good. I saw it. And then some people have different internets.
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you looking at?
Yeah. Sometimes John will send me something that's like old. And I'm like, you didn't see this already? Oh, my God.
He did. But yeah, I loved that post that was like 150 can look like this. Mm-hmm. It can also look like this. The goal doesn't have to be losing weight. You can also just get toned and strong.
Yeah. My trainer, who is in Scotland. No, he's in England now. He's in England. I was like, yeah, I just want to be strong. I was like, I would like to lose the weight I gained when I couldn't walk. But like, other than that, like strong. And he was like, mm-hmm. Okay. And I was like, you're saying okay, like you're not sure about it. But I'm pretty sure. I don't want to be a thin person.
Yeah.
I just don't see it for myself.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're healthy, it's good.
You know? Just trying to get healthy and stuff. The other day, I drank so much water and I felt like alive.
Ooh.
And then the next day, I didn't really drink any water. And I was like, my head hurts. Ah, everything's bad. I don't like life. And I drank some water and was like, water is life.
Water is life. I know. It's amazing. We were like, I just feel icky and bad. I have a headache. I'm angry. They have a couple glasses of water and you're like, oh, I feel great.
It's honestly so annoying.
Yeah, it really is. It's that simple.
It is just that simple. I bought some water goblets off of Etsy, like Mix Match. You've seen them. Mismatch
I like
ones.
Them.
Mm-hmm. It's so I open it and go, fill that with water.
It looks so nice if you just hold this goblet with water.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Very smart. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I got a new chair?
No, I love chairs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let me show you a picture of this new chair. So I got a purple chair to go in my TV room. Okay. Do you see that big purple chair?
Ooh, I like that. That looks cushy, too.
It's so cushy. The gentleman who delivered it were like, where's it going? And I was like, oh, yikes. Just put it in the middle of the room. This is bigger than I thought it was. And they went, oh, well, are you sure? And I was like, yep, I got to move some stuff because I didn't measure. And we all went, ha, 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 ha. And then I tipped them maybe too much. I was going to give them each $20, but then I didn't have 20s. I only had 100 because she ballin'. No, still money I found from the ATM in my wallet. So I gave them 100. I said, just break it at some point and then split it. So like each have 50. And they were like, that's too much. Don't you think that's too much? And I was like, no, because other people probably don't tip you. And they were like, no, people don't tip us. And I was like, yeah, so this is just a nice gift. Times, you know, the year is hard. And they were like, wow, thank you. You know, I'm just trying to pay it forward, you know?
That's very nice. Yeah.
Just trying.
You got it. So the chair that was in that corner, do you still have that or is it gone?
Yeah. Now that's upstairs in John's old room.
Okay. Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah. So that room's coming together. That room is very like red, orangey, yellow, greeny.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'm going to get some like light sky blue nightstands or like a light tealy.
Mm.
Yeah. And then maybe some lamps.
I love a lamp.
You love lamps. Your house is filled with chairs and lamps.
I love alternative lighting options and places to sit.
It was so funny in your TV room. I was like, okay. There's this big, big bed couch, and then a little poof, and then a bench, and then a chair, and then another poof. And I was like, Sashir, you could pack like 15 people in here to sit pretty comfortably, not touching another person to watch TV. And you were like, yes.
Yeah. I love seating options.
You do.
And no one will come over here, but I won't invite a soul, but it'll be ready when I do.
It is so funny that you won't have people at your home, but like your aesthetic is so strong and very you and like should be enjoyed by the outside people. And you're like, no,
I will have the occasional person over or people.
Mm-hmm.
Will and Julia brought their baby and that was fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that baby.
But my man is dying to have like a party. He's like, we should have people here. And I'm like, here
in the home,
with a lot of people. We will one day.
Well, parties are stressful because you're like, is everyone comfortable? Do you need things? Uh-oh, I didn't dust this corner.
Yeah.
Are you looking at that corner? Stop looking at that corner.
Stop looking at that corner. I didn't dust it. I was going to ask off the pod, but I'll ask now. Can I sleep over tonight after our concert so that in the morning I'll be ready to go with you when you get picked up for the Emmys.
Yeah. I just got to change the sheets in my guest room.
Great.
Because I fucked on them.
Oh, fudgy.
Hell yeah, dude. She fucked on them really good. Yes, you can.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm glad we settled that. I'm excited for tonight. We're going to, this will come out after it's done. So I don't care. I can tell you people where I'm going. We're going to see Black Panther at the Hollywood Bowl with a live orchestra.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
How are we gonna get there? A Uber?
Oh yeah, I gotta look up what they sent out an email that had like information, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to know what's up, don't send an email.
I know there's like VIP parking, but I think driving there's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. But maybe if we're early, which we never are.
We're never
so I guess
early.
We could take a lift, but that could also be a nightmare. I don't know.
I've been once or twice, and I cannot remember how we did it.
Same. I think we took a lift, but it was just like tons of traffic too. All the time. The Kimmy, lift, have you been to?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've done it. The lift drop-off is pretty good. It's the pickup that's a little hard.
Yeah.
I usually end up, and this probably won't appeal to you guys, I usually do the lift drop-off, and then I walk down to Hollywood Boulevard at the end and then get an Uber from there. But that is a good amount of walking. So it's just kind of what you're feeling, and if you brought a lot of food. But yeah, that's how I've done it.
Neither one of us seem to be feeling that option.
No. We could do the VIP parking. I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah, you look it up while I get some things fixed in my house.
Yeah, well, you change the sheets. Get those sticky, crusty sheets out of there.
Yeah, crusty because there's cum everywhere.
Just all over this whole surface of the sheet.
Yeah, I'll get my fucking chisel out and start breaking it apart. Throw the washing machine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Emmys? Are you excited about it?
I am excited about the Emmys. Of course we could talk about the Emmys. Tomorrow's the Creative Arts Emmys. There's three shows. There's one tonight, two tomorrow. I get to go to one to watch myself lose. I get to watch myself. I get to be there to lose in person to RuPaul. And then I get to come back and present. I think I'm presenting Best Guest Actor in a Comedy Series.
Nice.
And then next weekend is the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
And then get to watch Nailed It Lose to RuPaul's Drag Race again. It's fun. I get to wear a pretty dress 2 weekends in a row and lose.
Hey, don't say that. You could lose a Queer Eye.
We could, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's Drag Race as a whole.
I was just joking. I was like,
oh, a
just trying to be like, just like, oh, don't, you know, don't put yourself down. You could probably lose to a different show.
I get it now. And it was funny. I just watched the finale of Drag Race All Stars. And it was good. I'm happy with the winner, Kylie Sonique. I did want my Araja O'Hara to win. And you're like, these are names that I don't know. And I'll never know because I'll never watch the show that you love. And that's okay.
I've seen clips.
It's okay. You laugh at the memes I send because they're out of context and you get them and it's great.
this is the wrong podcast to be discussing.
What have you been watching?
I finished Tuca and Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Kate last night, that action movie on Netflix. I guess I've been watching more movies than... Oh, I saw Candyman in the theater. That was awesome. Candyman the movie?
Oh, Candyman!
Yeah.
I watched it in the Candyman. Theater. I was like, I don't know what this is.
No, Candyman.
Candyman. Who'd you go with?
My man.
I want to see Candyman.
I'll go again.
Great. Thank you. also, I got to see Dear Evan Hansen, but not in theaters, when it streams, because they euthized. That's not the word.
De-aged.
Yes, there we go. de-aged Ben Blatt and made him look insane, and I can't wait.
What a strange, all of it's strange. What a strange thing that happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, what is going on? We have too much time. That I guess they heard the fans and they were like, he's too old to be in high school.
I mean, he literally is.
Yes. Very and literally.
Unless they could also, I mean, it might be good, but they also could have done what Hamilton did and actually recorded the stage version. Mm-hmm. And we would have all been fine with Ben playing a high school kid.
Yeah, because right now it's like a movie and he's surrounded by actual high schoolers.
Yeah.
And that's a
and he did play a convincing high schooler in Politician, mm-hmm. I think. But I also believe all those actors are probably in their 20s.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. Did you see that they greenlit a show called The Activist?
Oh, yeah. I think I sent this to you, actually.
Oh, yes, yes, you did.
It's like a competition on who can be the best activist.
Activate the most. I was like,
activate the most.
I think we've hit a point where we got to start saying no.
Yeah.
We got to say, it's not entertainment to be an activist.
It really should not be.
Not to talk shit, because I don't really love doing that. Because not everything is for everybody, but I feel like that's like one of those things where, you know, it gives people ammunition. Yeah, that ammunition. One. Bullets to be like, this isn't real. It's just like virtue. Why can't I say any of the words I want to say?
Hey, take a deep breath.
Virtual signaling. Virtue signaling.
There you
virtue
go.
Virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Where it's like, is this real or not? And it's like, no, guys, we got to stop fucking the global warming. And it's not going to happen on a TV show.
Yeah. Activists go head to head in challenges to promote their causes with their success measured via online engagement, social metrics, and host input.
To me, this sounds wild. Like, it's truly like, this is a nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
But you know what's not a nightmare? What's You's that? Coming back. Season 3.
Ooh, baby, Joe's I cannot wait.
Carrying that baby around, thinking about women.
Oh, my God. How's he going to murder with a baby strapped on his front?
Hopefully he hangs that baby on a doorknob and fucking gets to killing.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to. There was a meme that was like, I can't believe he's bringing his baby on his stalking adventures. Mm-hmm. And then someone was like, hey, don't stop doing the things you love because you have kids.
That got me good. That made me laugh. Kimmy, can you look up when You's new season comes out? I love You.
I love you.
And I had an audition for it and I bugged out about it.
Same.
To the point where I don't think I turned in a good tape. I like yelled at John at one point. Aww. I was like, you're not supporting me. And he was like, what is going on, Nicole? And I was like, I care.
I
spoiler,
care.
Did not get it. But
yeah, I didn't either.
Oh, October really 15th.
It. Okay, it's okay. Pretty soon. It's like a month.
I rap on the 15th. Oh, you're not wrapped yet. But
I'm not, but I'll come to your house and watch the whole damn thing over the weekend.
Okay, I would really like that for us. Oh boy, I'm so excited. Joe Goldberg is one of the most iconic men in television, and I love him.
Yeah, what a perfectly wild show.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
It's so good. Mm. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's sexy. Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
All the things.
And I got to see what's going on. Because we ended season 2, spoiler, with him in love together. And I'm like, surely this union cannot
work. Because she's crazy, too.
She's crazier than Joe.
It's also, it's very funny that he was like, whoa, you're crazy. And it's like, you have a long list of people you've murdered before you got to her. And she murders someone. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Too much. You murdered for me? I didn't want this. No. Oh, my God. We watched a bunch of it in Italy.
Instead of going to see Italy. not instead of, we saw a lot of Italy, but just in our downtime, instead of sleeping, we watched You.
Oh, it's so fucking good. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
We could watch it in, oh wait, no. We'll be at the Madonna Inn before then.
Yeah.
You'll just have to come to my house, sit on my new purple chair.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that purple chair.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we take a quiz?
Hell yeah, dude. Q-U-I-Z.
Q-U-I-Z.
Quiz me up, baby.
I feel like since we were just talking about TV, maybe what TV relationship are you?
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then we should do what show you should stream, because I'm looking for a new show.
That's true.
And I was asked, they were like, what are you watching? And I was like, I mean, the last thing I really watched was like The Boys. That was the last thing I devoured.
We can do that instead. Can you do that instead?
Can we do both?
Do we have time?
I don't know.
Two quizzes?
Two quizzes? Yeah.
Let's that might do be nuts.
Two quizzes.
Okay.
Okay. What do you value the most in a relationship?
Being put first.
Sex appeal.
That certain je ne sais quoi?
Emotional availability.
Constant attention.
Having a lot in common.
Interesting. These are all very important things.
Yeah. I don't need to be put first.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to be thought about. Sex appeal, I think, is like pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
But also a certain je ne sais quoi. I don't. What is that? That's like a.
Like a spark?
Like, okay. Having a lot in common. I don't need constant attention. I'm between sex appeal and emotional availability.
Yeah. I feel like I would say emotional availability. I think it's important for a relationship
mm-hmm.
in the long run.
I think I'm going to say that too. Because I'd like to know what's going on with you. And I'd like for you to be able to articulate what's going on with you.
What's your idea of a perfect weekend getaway?
A pizza joint road trip.
Ooh, baby. Paris, always.
Hitting the slopes.
Spontaneously going to Baja.
A relaxing and romantic retreat.
Vegas. Is that where the kids go these days? That's where we go.
We do love Vegas. I mean, spontaneously going to Baja sounds good theoretically, but I think a pizza joint road trip is the best spontaneous thing to do. Because it's like you take pictures there, you giggle about the things you see, and then pizza's good. Wow, you did it. What a dream. That's what I say.
Yeah. I would also love a pizza joint road trip. But I'm going to say something different so that we have different answers.
Let's see if I want you to go with your heart.
It's between a pizza joint road trip and a relaxing romantic retreat. I'm going to say relaxing romantic retreat.
Okay, because then you could get pizza on the way to there.
Yeah, we can combine it while we're driving. Get pizza.
Pick a life motto. Motto.
Yep.
Wait. Wait. Motto?
Moto? Yeah, it's motto. It's motto.
What did I say? I said moto?
You said moto. It's like, hello, moto.
Hello, moto razor. Okay, motto. What? That sounds insane.
It is motto. You've heard that word.
What's your motto? What's the motto with you? I mean, I've heard it, but it sounds really weird coming out of my mouth. That's my motto.
I guess it'd be more like a mantra, but it's a motto. YOLO and all that.
The darker the sunglasses, the longer you can stare.
Literally never heard that. Spread love as thick as you would Nutella.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
If it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you.
It's not whether you fall down. It's whether you get back up. And also how high your heels are.
Huh. Whose motto?
I don't know. I guess YOLO and all that.
I would say... If it doesn't challenge you. No, I don't like that one.
Because
things can change you that aren't challenging. Not everything should be a challenge. I guess spread love as thick as you would Nutella.
Okay. I'm not a Nutella girl. I'm just like fine on Nutella.
I like it all right.
I feel like there was a time where everyone was like, Nutella! Is it Nutella or Nutella?
I assumed it was Nutella, but I guess it is made of nuts. So
Nutella.
Is it Nutella? Kimmy's nodding yes.
I think so, but it's from Europe and I'm not European, so maybe I don't know.
Interesting.
And they say things differently in Europe. Like
they sure do.
I think we talked about Adidas is Adidas.
Yeah.
That's what Jordan was saying.
She blew our mind. What's the question on this one? It's Saturday night. You are
working.
Seeing a cool new band.
On a date at the best restaurant in your best dress.
Watching old movies with pizza and snacks.
Party hopping, of course.
Tucked in bed with the latest best-selling novel.
I wish it was tucked in bed with the latest best-selling. I wish I read more. I bought books the last time I was out of town, knowing full well that I was not going to read them.
Yeah.
But I have them, so that's nice.
That's a step. It's a good first step.
And I did get that chair. I think I'm going to try to read in that chair sometime.
Okay. Maybe put a book on the arm of the chair.
Ooh, that's good decoration.
I'd probably watch old movies with pizza and snacks.
I do like going to restaurants. So I'm going to say on a date at the best restaurant in your best dress.
Mm-hmm.
What's a recent trend you could get on board with?
Definitely frozen wine slushies.
Half up top knots. So youthful. So useful. Who? What is this? I love this quiz. It's wild.
White sneakers, you can really get around
in them.
That's
a recent trend?
This is probably older. It's also from a website that I think really focuses on like 30 plus, like very basic lifestyle lady.
I love it. I feel I feel more youthful than this 30 plus website. I'm like, what is going on? Okay, long sleeve swimsuits.
Velvet booties in every color.
Peel off lip color because it really works.
That looks disgusting.
I'm not trying to peel off my fucking lips at night. And then what? Walk around naked after I've peeled them? Because that's what I'm doing now. Okay.
Yes. Welcome. I have been wearing more white sneakers.
You have?
Also white sneakers. I have. I have them. And I wear them now.
I got these white sneakers from this job I had, but they're like too big in every way. They're Alexander McQueen, which is like, what a flex, Nicole. Designer sneaks. But yeah. I was like, give me the cheaper ones. Like, my Vans stay on my feet better.
Dang.
I'm going to say definitely frozen wine slushies. Give me that headache. Give me all that sugar.
Give me a brain freeze and a headache.
I want to feel ill. The insanely attractive bartender wants your number. You...
swoon.
Major pass. You've seen enough rom-coms. Thank you. Oh my god, that person.
Yeah.
Swoon.
I mean, swoon, yeah. You're available and he seems safe and sane.
Yeah.
Why the heck not?
Why the heck not?
Pick an emoji.
That dancing salsa lady.
Paint your nails.
A kiss with a heart.
A taco.
Beer clings.
And a big red heart.
These are not my emojis.
What are your emojis?
The purple heart. I use the purple heart a lot. Prayer hands, sunglass, a smiley face, and then the one with his tongue out. I'm doing it. The tongue out and the one eye closed.
Let's see. What are my most used right now? I really like that new one where it's like, the mouth is a zigzag up and down and the eyes are spiral.
Ooh, like, I love that one. I use that one a lot too.
Yeah. I like the one where it's a face and there's no eyebrows. It's like big round eyes. Mm-hmm. And then the teeth, it's like a, like you're like gritting your teeth like, ooh.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I'm going to pick my, do you have any most frequently used that are one of these?
The dancing lady.
Same. Dancing lady.
Okay.
But for the sake of being different, I'm going to say taco because it reminds me of a pussy.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is Nicole.
Ooh, my sister would love this answer. You're like Lorelai and Luke from Gilmore Girls. Ties to your past relationships are strong for you. So moving forward can often be tough. Oh, wow. This has made you a practical dater. But you're a romantic at heart that's never worked out quite the way you've hoped. Remember, no one is perfect. So whether you've already found your Luke or you're still holding out, thinking with your heart and cutting people some slack will get you further than following your own set of rules. FYI, Younger's back on TV Land September
28th. FYI.
I identify with this.
I would say this is actually a pretty good.
Yeah.
Read.
Because I do have like wild rules that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, this applies to my life, I think, right now.
And this is your got it as well.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, we did answer pretty similarly.
But not the whole thing.
All right, let's go back and you'll do yours again.
Yeah, I'll do a speed run.
Okay.
I'll do all different ones. Okay. In a relationship, we both have emotional availability. Uh-huh. I'll say having a lot in common.
Yeah, okay.
I'll say Vegas.
Hell yeah, dude.
And life motto?
Life motto.
I'll say life motto. Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Okay. Saturday night.
Saturday. I am seeing a cool new band. Hi. I would do that.
Okay.
And then what's a recent trend that you like? I'll say a top knot. I use that sometimes. And then insanely attractive bartender. I'll say major pass.
Wait, maybe keep swoon.
Okay, I'll keep swoon. I do agree with that. And then pick emoji, I'll pick a kissy face. I'm Liza or Lisa from and Josh from Younger. They're really pushing Younger. You've had serious relationships before that just didn't pan out. So while finding Mr. Right is always in the back of your mind for now, it's all about fun. You're great at playing the love game and adapting to whoever might be seeking your affection at the moment. Keep doing your thing, but remember that honesty is always the best policy when it comes to romance, even short term.
That doesn't apply to you.
It doesn't. I'm in a long-term relationship.
Okay, that quiz was not for you.
And that's okay.
That's okay. Should we answer queries?
Do you want to do that or did you want to do the other quiz?
Let's do the other quiz.
Yeah, we got time.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was which new show you should stream. Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Give me a sec. It's another Pure Wow quiz. I got a lot from Pure Wow this
week. Pure Wow. Pure okay. Wow. The adult BuzzFeed.
I guess BuzzFeed was finally defunded.
We said it so many times. We were like, well, I guess we have to. It's Friday night. What are your plans?
Grab a drink with my best friend.
Catch up on my reading.
Go to the gym.
Pack for a weekend getaway.
Date night with my partner.
It's just me and my snacks and Netflix. This feels like a version of the one we just
sure
took.
Did. Okay, I'm going to say grab a drink with my best friend.
Date night with my partner.
What's for dinner tonight?
Chicken stir fry.
A beef stew that's been simmering for hours.
I'm ordering takeout.
Let's get real. I'm ordering takeout.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, no, we're the same person.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'll
no,
right.
No, 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 no. I want you to pick with your heart.
Pick a Viola Davis movie.
Lila and Eve.
Widows.
The Help.
Fences.
Troop Zero.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
I'm going to say Widows.
Widows is great. She's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Ma Rainey's Black Bottom because that was really a great showcase of her
I didn't watch it acting. Yet. I got to watch it.
It's really good.
She gained a bunch of weight for it and then lost all of it.
Yeah, she's a beast.
She doesn't get the credit that she deserves. There's this great video where she's like, people call me the Meryl Streep, like the black Meryl Streep. And she's like, yeah. No, I'm Viola fucking Davis. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, you are Viola fucking Davis. She's incredible. I fucking love her.
I know.
You're planning the ultimate vacation. Where are you traveling?
Fiji.
Australia.
Peru.
New Zealand.
France.
England. I'm going to Fiji, bitch.
I will go to Peru.
That's nice.
Yeah. Which Disney princess would you hang out with for a day?
Wow. Ariel.
Moana.
Cinderella.
Merida.
Belle.
Mulan.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
I think Mulan's fucking cool, but yeah. I'm a water baby. I'm getting in the water with Ariel.
Yeah. I might hang out with Moana.
Okay.
Because she's like good at sailing. So we'll be on the water, but not in the water.
And that's your perfect genre of being.
I love being near it, on top of it, beside it. Don't be in it.
What type of exercise do you prefer?
Zumba.
Weightlifting.
Jogging.
Yoga.
Depends on my mood.
Does walking to and from the fridge count? I do love weightlifting and I do love yoga.
Which one are you gonna pick?
I think yoga because I really like getting flexible.
Well, you say weightlifting so I can say yoga.
Okay, weightlifting.
And I'll say yoga.
It's about give and take, baby.
Pick a novel to read.
Conjure by Leah Nolan.
Before She Disappeared by Lisa Gardner.
How It Feels to Float by Helena Fox.
The Gilded Ones by Nemeena Forna.
She Memes Well by Quinta Brunson.
Love at First by Kate Claiborne.
I legit love Quinta. I'm picking her.
Yeah. The Gilded One looks pretty cool. I'm not really sure what it is, but there's a beautiful black woman on the cover with like cool jewelry and stuff. Looks like African jewelry.
Yeah, okay. It's a good choice. That would have been my second choice if you had chosen She Memes Well.
Mm-hmm. And I would have. You love to watch content that
keeps you on the edge of your seat,
includes a lot of action,
explores deep issues,
makes you laugh.
I think I like to be on the edge of my seat. Because when I watch TV alone, a lot of times I'm like, pop, pop, that happened? Wow. Okay, wow.
I like watching stuff that includes a lot of action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Sashir.
You should watch F-Boy Island. Think of it as The Bachelorette's raunchier cousin, complete with sun-kissed beaches and steamy love scenes. In this reality series, 24 men are vying for the hearts of 3 women, but only half of them are there to find true love. Will the ladies be able to tell which of these men are the real deal? Watch on HBO Max. I actually have watched the first 2 episodes of the show, and it is good. And it is up my alley.
Just about to be like, this is correct for you.
This is correct for me. Yeah, it's like there is like whodunit aspect of like, who's the F-boy? Who's not the F-boy? Who's here to, for actual love? And also, Nikki Glaser is a great host for this show. Mm-hmm. She's like legit, very funny, and does it in a way that like kind of makes fun of what the show is and what the guys are, but also like still the contestants still want to be there. They're not like being shit on the whole time. Yes, yeah, it's a fun show.
I watched the first episode and I just couldn't get behind the F boy. I was like, I want them to say fuck boy.
I know,
but I get it.
It's also HBO, so they could say fuck boy, but or maybe they could have found a different word completely. But it is weird to be like, are you an F boy or a nice guy? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Nicole.
No, I got the Outer Banks and I cannot watch this show. Okay, Outer Banks, which FYI became the most watched show on Netflix, really? Centers on a group of working class teenagers who live on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. As they try to get to the bottom of a missing persons case, they discover that a mysterious treasure is connected to the disappearance. Oh, that's what it's about? We watched several episodes and did not get that.
Also, I was like, I didn't know it was in North Carolina.
Me either. From romance and teen drama to compelling murder mysteries, Outer Banks will give you the Riverdale vibes. I truly didn't. That sounds like up my alley.
It does. But we really tried hard to watch it. Yeah, but it was hard.
Yeah.
It was a hard watch for us.
Huh.
I guess we could try again, but
I don't know. But we got like maybe 4 episodes deep and there was no treasure to be had. Well, I guess you did find that compass. Oh, maybe the compass will lead to something? I can't remember that.
I felt like a mess. I couldn't stick with it. I don't have any recollection of like what happened.
Just that everybody knew this one kid, and even the cops,
John
were like,
B.
Hey, John B. I'm gonna take
just
you
like
in,
rolling
John
up
B.
in his house.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
We are the world. No, help the world.
We are the world and we will help the world.
We are the world. We are. I don't know any of the words.
Children.
We can help you now.
Yes. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I absolutely love your show. It brings me so much joy to listen to two amazing people living in their beautiful friendship. I'm hoping to find an incredible friendship like yours, but I have a complex dilemma. I moved to Seattle almost 5 years ago, and it's been really difficult for me to connect with people for a multitude of reasons. I'm not gregarious. My communication is direct rather than passive, and people who become my friend tell me that they were intimidated by me and later surprised to learn that I am a big softy. This isn't the problem I'm reaching out about, though. The problem is once I get past these hurdles of connecting with people, I feel like I can't deepen the friendship to the level I'm hoping to attain due to the fact that I cannot invite white people to my home. Okay, you go.
My partner is Black and does not want any white people in our home. He's expressed that he doesn't feel safe when they're in the house, and there is no scenario that would change that. His safety is important to me, so I respect that I respect what he needs. I'm not explicitly looking for white friends. I have made two friends who are not white, and I'm working to build those relationships, but I'm realistic about the fact that those friendships may not work out the way I'm hoping. Not everyone wants a new bestie. I've also gotten closer to a couple white friends. But there's been a breaking point in our friendship when I tell them they cannot come to my home. It feels like the friendship hits a wall and we never develop beyond the superficial state of friendship. It feels really important to me to bring people into my home life in order to progress. How can I develop deep, long-lasting friendships with people if I can't do that? Y'all are so good at giving advice. I'm hoping you can help me. Thank you.
What do you think?
Well, your man has friendships and he can't bring nobody to your house because you don't like nobody in your house.
And I don't care what race they are.
You can just don't bring anybody. You can't go to Sashir's house. This is tough. I mean, will your partner meet white people in the wild? Like, can you go to a restaurant and then he could feel? Yeah, maybe it's like you go out with your partner with these people, and then he can get to know them before they're in his space.
That's a really good idea.
Right? I don't want to, like, be disrespectful that your partner doesn't feel safe with white people in their home.
Yeah.
But, like, not all white people are going to hurt you. Some of them are, like, spindly and stuff.
You just knock them all over.
You can just knock them down if they come at you wrong. You know? Yeah, some of them are really weak. What do you say?
Yeah, I wonder if this is tied to an actual thing. Like, mm-hmm. Did something happen in the past where this person's partner was negatively affected by white people? I mean, possibly, probably. But it does suck in general that they are hindering who you can hang out with and commune with in your space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shared space, but yeah, I do wonder if there can be some compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you also, like, that affects how you even talk to people or how you, like, connect with people. You're already kind of stunted in this in your communication and in the growth of this relationship, because you're like, well, I know this could only go to a certain point because you can't come to my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be good to maybe figure out why he doesn't feel safe with white people in his house. But also, I think going out maybe might be a good happy medium so he can meet them. And then you'd be like, oh, I'd like to bring them home. And then he could be like, oh, I've met them. That's okay.
Also, man, you live in Seattle?
Yeah, that's a lot of white people.
That's mostly white people.
Yeah, it's a white town.
That's a very white town. Yeah. You can find other, there definitely are other races there, mm-hmm. but it's, you are going to be hard pressed yeah. to find. Yeah.
I wonder what happened to their partner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think their partner was hosting a dinner? A white person came, threw their chicken on the floor and said, eat mine. And it wasn't seasoned. And their partner was like, I can't believe that white person threw my chicken on the floor. And now I have to eat unseasoned chicken. I don't trust these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deeply hurt. I wouldn't let white people in my house either after that. It's not right.
Or maybe a white person slept over and this partner was like, okay, here are their towels. Here's a washcloth. And they're like, I don't need this. And they threw it out the window.
We don't mean to make light of this, but truly, I'd like to know what happened. We need more info. But I think the answer is go out to like a dinner.
Yeah, have your person meet the friends you want to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe once your partner gets to know that person,
mm-hmm.
it'd be easier for them to be like, okay, I guess they can come over. Because
mm-hmm.
that just seems like such a extreme, mm-hmm. hard and fast rule mm-hmm. to have for your partner.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Solved.
Solved?
No. Question mark? Yeah, it's a question.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Hi. I have a predicament. Basically, okay, I'm 21 and I live on my own and everything, but my parents still help me out a little bit financially, like they help me pay for some my car insurance and like they have my phone payments and a couple other things, which is great. I'm so thankful for that. But at the same point, they suck. They suck so much. They are just super conservative and religious and homophobic and sexist and all sorts of shit, even though they have a black son. And so I basically just want advice on how I can have a better relationship with them, because I don't want to cut them off completely because my siblings still live with them and I want their fucking money. But at the same time, it is so hard to get along with them and just keep my mouth shut when they say out of nowhere like really offensive things that they just don't think about, and they don't think they think they're helping, you know, things because they're like, oh, it's like God's will, whatever the fuck they say. But it's just so hard because I don't want to hurt their feelings or anything. I do want to get along with them. But yeah, and they're harmful. They say harmful things like around my siblings, and I know it's influencing them and hurting their feelings. And it's just, it's a hard situation, especially when like the whole Black Lives Matter movement was popping and they just have their opinions. And oh my God, it's just so difficult. And my brother is learning to drive now and everything, so that's a whole nother scenario with the cops and my parents not even thinking it's like a big deal and like teaching him just horrible things. So anyways, I would love y'all's opinions. I think you are smart women and I really value what you have to say. So any advice would be great. Thank you so much. Bye.
I lived with my, I've talked about this before on the show. I've lived with my conservative stepmom after college, and it was like surprising and illuminating to see some of the views that she had, even though she has black stepchildren and black children, and she herself is white. But and we would like talk about stuff, and it would make me upset. But she was like, she had the idea of like, I don't mind debating, or like, I don't mind like talking things out. Like, it doesn't have to be a slam down argument every time. I, you know, I want to hear your views. I'll tell you mine. And we can agree to disagree, or maybe we'll, you know, actually learn something. But that was an interesting moment in time where I was like, oh, I guess I can, like, it is possible for me to love someone who thinks differently than me and also communicate with them in a way that doesn't involve getting up, making myself upset and riling myself up. Because sometimes you would just have like some a view that I would think is that I would disagree with. And I would just say what I think. And sometimes that can be valuable where it's like, oh, I didn't know I was close to someone who thought this way, or I didn't know I was close to someone who experienced this thing. And it might help and it might not. But it's also like not my responsibility to teach this person or change this person or make them do anything or be anyone else. So for you and your parents, it's not your responsibility to teach them anything. You can express your feelings and like share your experience and your friend's experience, whatever you want to say, but it doesn't have to be like a teachable moment every time you have these conversations because they're going to do them. They're older. That doesn't mean they're set in their ways. My parents have definitely changed over the years as they've gotten older. So it's not like just because they're parents and they're adults, that means they're done growing. They can always grow. Anyone can grow at any moment in time. So I wouldn't give up on them, but also wouldn't dedicate all your energy into trying to make them think differently.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. I also, me personally, whenever I say something wild and someone repeats it back to me, I go, uh-oh. So, and it just makes me think a little bit about what I just said. So I think that might be a helpful tool. Like if they say something real wild, to truly just repeat it and be like, huh. And maybe like repeat it again if they don't get what you're doing. And that might curtail them saying wild things out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you, Sashir. I think it's like good to talk, good to have a debate, and good to be like, we're not going to see eye to eye. I also think it might be helpful since you said there's Black kids in the home and they say slightly racist things. And you can have a conversation with your brother learning how to drive, being like, you be careful because this is what is going on in the world and it's not in our heads and it's happening. Mm-hmm. I think it's very okay to have a side conversation with someone to be like, you know, mom and dad are people. They're human beings. Human beings are wrong. They're not the end all be all. They're not the all powerful. They're not the omnipotent. What a good word. But yeah, I think it's like good to talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hang 10.
That helps.
Another fucking problem solved, dude.
Hang 10.
Ew. Okay. So if you got a question, bro, you can email NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com, bro. We got numbers that lead to a phone, dude. 424-645-7003, dude.
And we got some sick ass merch, dude. You can surf on over to podswag.com/bestfriends, yo.
The way you did that got me. Then lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, bro. That's the easiest way to support this show, dude.
And honestly, dude, honestly, have a good day.
Honestly, that's all I want.
Bye.
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 Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.